podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Here we go, it's the Cop Hype Podcast.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome back to another Cop Hype Podcast. And to celebrate the end of the Anfield hoodoo, and we fucking end that six-game loss of results, and we finally get a win. It nearly never happened, but it did. Thank God. I'm Mick, joined by both the lads from the 1892 Reds podcast for their little Cop-Eye debut today. It's Ricky and it's Luke. How are you doing, fellas, after that? Must be made up like me. I've just gone and got myself a little... I got loads of grief last time for having a gin on the show, but who gives a fuck when Liverpool win?
Oh, buzzing. I think everyone's, as a Liverpool supporter, is a buzzing after that result. I mean, first win at Anfield in, is it 8 or 9? I mean, I think Jamie Carragher said about the mentality monsters are possibly back after that result. I know it's too early to say, but absolutely buzzing with that result when it's 3 big points in that race for the top 4.
Yeah, I just love it where Carragher was calling out Neville while Trent was celebrating. But yeah, massive win, massive 3 points, and hopefully other results go our way this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, let's get stuck into some of like the highlights of the game. Obviously, we're going to come to VAR, of course we are, because it's just an absolute shambles. But first half, I thought we were okay, to be honest. Like 12 minutes gone, Salah should score really. Tyrone Mings makes a major hash of a chance, and Salah's basically one-on-one, and he could do a load of things. He could take it round him, he could take 2 touches, and he tries to like flick it round the corner, doesn't it? And it... kind of, it's always curving away, but it was stuff like that where you thought this is a better Liverpool in terms of, obviously we know in the Arsenal game we were really good, and then we kind of, the switch was turned off again against Madrid, but it was turned on a little bit again today, wasn't it, Luke? In terms of, it was kind of, it was there from the first moment. You knew that it wasn't going to be the same Liverpool that we've seen at all the other Anfield losses the previous 6. It was going to be a little bit better than that, and obviously it went to the end of the game and to win it, but we finally got there. But it was nice to see some chances getting created early on, wasn't it?
I was just going to say that. I think if you look at previous games we've played at home, like, you know, Brighton, Burnley, Fulham, you know, these teams that we should be beating at home, and we wasn't creating sort of any chances, especially first half. The levels are obviously quite slow at times, but I think today, obviously from what I saw, I think it was a good level of performance from Liverpool, you know, in the first sort of moments of the game. I think Salah should score. I mean, we know his qualities. We know he should be putting the ball in the back of the net. But, I mean, he made up for it in the second half with that big, like, equalising goal. So sort of, you know, settled some nerves a little bit. But, I mean, yeah, it's great to see that in this sort of business stage of the season that Liverpool are now starting to sort of put their foot down a little bit more, because, you know, top 4 is just a massive priority for next season. And if we don't get there, it's going to be a lot of problems for next season. But massive win for us today. You know, it's just huge.
Yeah, because I think, Ricky, in terms of like, we were all kind of, I think we were on, me and Jay were on your pod not long ago, and we were kind of thinking top 4 is kind of like a distant hope. We were thinking it's not really going to happen the way Liverpool are playing. Obviously, that's three Premier League wins in a row, isn't it? So that's how quick you can turn it around, albeit today was, I thought we played well today, but it was a bit patchy. And obviously the goal they scored was, what did you make of that? Obviously we were just talking about Alisson before we started. It was a bit of a mad one, wasn't it? Because Kabak does well initially with the first challenge, and then he maybe doesn't get over quick enough to kind of block it, but you do expect Alisson to save them, don't you? Albeit it was hit strongly, but he still should be saving them, shouldn't he?
Yeah, it all come from a silly Milner pass into Firmino, which he was never going to get. Kabak done well to stop Watkins going through the first time. And then no one really closed down McGinn. He put the ball through, and then Alisson's done what Alisson's done recently, just let everything go through him. He's a worry at the minute, Alisson. He's not pulling off saves that you expect him to make. And we got punished again for not putting our chances away early doors against Villa. But you could tell why we were creating more chances in this game, but it was so slow at times, and that's down to the midfield 3 that I never want to see play again together. I think it was awful.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? Because Wijnaldum's been so good for us, and there's been games where he's been dragging us forward. But like today, when Thiago was getting ready, I was like, if this isn't Wijnaldum coming off now, I am going to fucking hit the roof. And I'm glad it was. Obviously, Thiago did come on and Wijnaldum went off. But yeah, Millie, I think it's obviously his age or whatever. What is he, 35 now? It's just he can do it in fits and starts in terms of the Arsenal game where I thought he was really good. Then he gets a rest and then you expect him to come back. And I thought he was all right today, kept us kind of ticking over. But yeah, let's have a look through some of these comments. So we've got Greg's jumped in, almost robbed by VAR. Yeah, so you're right, we were. Merciful Bike 11, good name that. Oi, oi.
Big Chelsea fan he is, mate.
Oh, is he? Oh,
yeah,
so
he's
nice one for jumping in. We've got Greg, what a goal by Trent. Chris Kelly, great win, but how bad was the passing? Every one of them. Yeah, true. Greg saying, yeah, mate. Greg again. Afternoon, folks. Greg is loving it. Greg is flying. Paul, lads. I'm assuming that's in reply to me having a fucking gin at 5 o'clock, but fuck it. Let's carry on. Mighty Red Pins, Trent, nice one for jumping in, mate. And then obviously one of you guys has just said smash the like button, guys, and subscribe. Yeah, nice one. I don't know if you guys watched the last stream. It was fucking mental.
No, what?
A load of Man City fans. Honestly, I got so blindsided. I forgot how to speak. I think I went to say what score predictions, and I said like prediction score or something. My head just absolutely was battered. But let's not hope that again. Also, we've got official Y1B. What do you lads make of Mane in the past few games? Luke, what are your thoughts on Mane recently? Obviously, it was his birthday today. He got a bit of a rest. Came on. How long did he get today? He got
20 minutes, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, 15. Well, yeah, 20 minutes with out of time. So it still looked a bit like he was not looking as sharp as he is, but that'll come back in time, won't it? Like, he's 29. He's not over the hill or whatever people have been saying on Twitter. He's still got a load of quality, but we just need to kind of give him that confidence to get back into that form, don't we? Because he's missing. Obviously, we're kind of getting through this tough period with Van Dijk and Gomez and whoever else. We keep saying it all the time, the same stuff. But that affects him, and having no fans affects him. So imagine next year we'll start to see the best of him. But hopefully, I'm hoping it's sooner, because we're going to need his quality getting towards. Obviously, if we manage to get past Real Madrid as well, we're going to need his quality in the final stages of that, and also to try and consolidate top four as well.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, obviously, happy birthday to him. It's a great win for his birthday, of course, for the team as well. But I think I think we was all calling for it. I think a lot of Liverpool fans were calling, you know, up for this game to him to be rested. I was actually quite shocked to see that Robertson was also being rested, because we've had, you know, a lot of problems down that left-hand side, you know, the start of the year. And Mane's obviously been heavily criticised in the last few months. I mean, I don't think he's scored for Liverpool since last year. I don't even think he's scored in the calendar year. I mean, it's not the levels that Mane should be at. But I think, you know, like to the front three, like this including Jota, I mean, the front three for the last, three seasons have just played this high level intensity of football. And, you know, COVID's been a massive factor this year. I think with Jota being injured for that 3-month spell, it's obviously impacted them front three. You know, Mane especially out of the front three, it's impacted him a lot. But I think today he came on. Yeah, he lost the ball a few times. You know, as Ricky said, like he should have scored right at the end, or in my opinion, he should have maybe slipped it through to Jota to tap in. You know, that's probably just a lack of confidence that Mane's got at the moment. But to be honest, I think the last 7 league games and the Real Madrid game Wednesday, I think we just have to get behind him. Hopefully we'll see, you know, that re-emergence of Sadio Mane over the last couple of years we've had, because hopefully Liverpool fans ain't got a short memory. The guy has been an absolute machine for Liverpool in the last 3-4 years, and I've got no doubt that he'll come back next season, especially a lot stronger than he should be. So, yeah, it wasn't his greatest sort of 20 minutes, but, you know, happy birthday to him, and a great win for us anyway.
Yeah, well, at least we got that winner, which we'll come to at the end. But yeah, in terms of, obviously, we've just been talking about their goal, which was 42 minutes. Then 2 minutes into stoppage time, we think, oh, here we go. We've got one back. Bobby scores. It's disallowed. We're all looking at VAR going, what the fuck's going on? They're taking an age. You're looking at it. You're going, they're going to disallow it. I was just preparing myself. They're going to do it. What were your initial thoughts, Ricky, when that gets disallowed? It's just getting more ridiculous, isn't it, these decisions?
Fucking shambles it is. I mean, it took them a couple of minutes to see that Johnny or Cash, I reckon he did touch it because you could see by the way the ball spun. And the way he looked so guilty after we scored. And then the bloke sitting in the office in Stockley Park just making up lines as he goes along. Again, how can you be offside from your elbow because you can't score with it? The worst thing is, though,
when they do, just quickly, when they do the lines, like, surely with a defender, it's like their last body part. It's not the fact of like where they can score. If you've seen the line, they always like put it in line with sort of like the edge of their elbow or something like that. Surely, as a defender, if your whole body's out, like you're playing someone onside, irrelevant, you know, if you can score, if you're defending, surely it's from where their last body part, you know what I mean? It's like, as you said, Rick, like, it's just. These lines just make me laugh. Like, you just knew it was going to be offside. The delay of it, you were just thinking, right, just put the red offside up. You know, it's going to happen. You know, just put us out of our misery.
It's not even that. It's the fourth official that was talking to Klopp. He looked so confused, the bloke. Like, he didn't know what was going on. And that they're just creating anything to rule a Liverpool go out in a. Like, I see a picture someone put on Twitter. It's like a forensic team looking at VAR when it's Liverpool. But when it's Liverpool's goal, they just find Joey off the street to have a look, but it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I think the longer they look at it, you know, it's more likely to be disallowed, don't you? Because it's just there should be like I don't know if they can do some kind of time limit. You can have 30 seconds after that. Just get on with the game. Just call it and just get on with it. Even if it's like this whole taking 2 minutes, 3 minutes to look at it, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. And it's not get, like we touched on it before we started recording about, was it the Wolves game, was that yesterday where they score off it, obviously their striker gets his first goal for the club after joining them, and then they disallow it because his sleeve's offside, and we've been victim of it as well with the Henderson winner against Goodison, which I'll never ever forgive them for, to be honest, because that was just, that would have went down as one of the best games we've ever won at Goodison, to be honest, with that 3-2. So I'll never forgive them for that, the little bastards. But at least it didn't have an effect on the game, thankfully. Thankfully, obviously, 91 minutes into the game, we finally scored. But it was 57 minutes, Salah scores. It was a deserved goal, wasn't it, Luke, in terms of, like we said, we creating quite a few chances throughout the game. Obviously, they were trying to sit back and then counter-attack, which they did do quite well, to be honest, and obviously they did that against us so well in the first game, battering us 7-2, but they tried to do it again, but I thought we were a little bit stronger in terms of man-for-man marking and whatever. But when Salah scores, it's, you're thinking, game on, aren't you? We can get something from this now that we're back in it.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know what Jurgen Klopp said to them at half-time, but, you know, there definitely needed to be an improvement for that second half performance. And, you know, first 15 minutes, it was a much better performance from us. The level of intensity, like Rick was sort of saying about the midfield, I think the midfield pushed up a lot more. I think, you see players like Wijnaldum trying to get into sort of them attacking areas where, you know, we can cause Villa a problem, because we knew that they'd sit back for me. Like, we knew that, you know, they didn't really have many chances in the first half. They took the chance that they got. And obviously, I think there was a similar game plan for them second half. So it was much needed. You know, Liverpool get that goal within the first, 15, 20 minutes of the second half. Quite frustrating, really, because after that, you think that Liverpool would be on the front foot, you know, but it just wasn't to be. And obviously, we scrambled over the line in the end. But, you know, it's at the moment, I think the way we've been playing at Anfield, especially, it's like, I don't care who scores, really. I mean, I know Salah's the tallies man, but I don't care who scores at the moment. We got the goal we deserved. And obviously, yeah, we went on to salvage the win in the end.
Yeah. And before we get to, obviously, I'll come to you, Ricky, for the best moment of the game, that winner. But I just want to touch on one of the comments here in the chat. Anise has just said, I reckon Tsimikas should have started today. And there was a lot of chat today about, and yesterday, I'm building up to the game, whether Robbo should have got a rest. And then Chris has just replied to that saying, And his question mark, Robbo was probably the best player for us today, was on it from the start. I thought Robbo was really good today, to be honest. Obviously, a few straight passes, but he looked a lot more energetic in terms of picking the ball up, banging forwards. Obviously, his final ball wasn't always great, but the effort was there, and that's what you want to see. And I think that's what we've kind of not been seeing as much recently. What do you boys think about Robbo's performance today?
I think he was a lot more energetic than he has been in recent weeks. I don't think he was our best player on the pitch. I think he had a 20-minute spell where he was unbelievable going forward. He had a shot for the Salah equaliser. He looked a bit more concentrated than that left side. I don't know if he was a bit... Well, there was no Mane down that side with him. Maybe give him a bit more confidence to go forward with the ball more, knowing that Jota was there. He's definitely improved. That to miss Klopp clearly don't rate that, like, Costa him at left back. Yeah, like, we see a video of him on social media in training. If Klopp see that video, I don't think he would have been too impressed, and that's probably why he ain't started. But fair play to him, he's loving life at the minute, isn't he?
That video I saw from Mick put it on Twitter, and yeah. I was like, wow. I was like, this guy, really, like, I was like,
just what is he doing? Like, top user. what is Kostas doing? The fucking soft bastard.
At least he's not in the basement.
Yeah.
And now he's clearly out the basement and he's found some female life and he's just absolutely going down on them instead. What did you make of Robbo's performance, Luke, in terms of his performance today? And obviously, did you think he was better today than he has been?
Yeah, I agree with Ricky. I do think Robertson was definitely one of his better games today. I think he was getting forward a bit more. Sometimes, you know, when teams, you know, they sit back and they... You know, they'll have them two banks of four, like when they obviously defend. And, you know, Robertson does seem to recently struggle. And I do think, you know, having Mane at the team today, give him a little bit more sort of being at a security level sort of thing, like to him being a bit more defensive minded today. I think going forward, he went forward at the right times. Obviously done well to get the, you know, the equalising goal for us. But I think today, I watched it on Sky Premier League. So obviously you don't have to hear the, you know, the comment, like the, what's it called? The background noise with the fans. Yeah. And I heard a lot more leadership from Robertson today. And we've been talking about, you know, Henderson's been out. Obviously Milner obviously was captain today, but all I heard was Robertson today on that left-hand side, telling people to calm, you know, relax, you know, little things like that. You know, it just shows for me, like, little things like that are good leadership qualities to have. And I think Robertson showed that in abundance today. I think he was a lot better, and hopefully he takes that into the game on Wednesday against Real Madrid.
Yeah, and I just want to touch on this as well, what Chris has just said again. Nice one for another comment from Chris. Can't give him experience in a game like today, obviously, meaning Simicas. It's a must-win game, and it's for the main men. And I do completely agree with that, because I do agree that I don't know what's going on with Simicas, and he's clearly got a lot of talent because he done well for his previous team. That's why we've signed him. But maybe next year we'll see the best of him, and he can kind of maybe come in a bit more often. But I think he came in once, he got injured, and then he was out for a bit. He's came back, and he's not really getting on the pitch, because especially if we were winning loads of games, he would be getting loads more game time. Robbo would be coming off towards the end, but we're needing to win these games, and that's why you can't really do it, because you need your defence to be solid. And I think Robbo was always solid, no matter how jaded or however tired he looks. And obviously, like you said, Luke, he looked a bit more, his leadership skills were a bit more there today that you'd expect. Obviously people go through bad patches, and I think he has been a little bit, but in terms of his whole performance there, I did think he was really good. But we'll leave that little debate behind, because Simicas can, I don't know what, Simicas could be up to anything right now. He could be in the room somewhere, you never know. but Ricky, I come to you for the best moment of the game, where Trent, and we haven't even touched on Trent, who I thought wasn't really good today at all.
Don't, like, you think? Passing.
Honestly, I was getting so frustrated. Like,
I think he was better defensively, though, than going forward.
it's his passing where he's trying to play it over the top and it was too much in front, and then he's playing it into midfield. There's too much, he's putting too much pace on it. I know that's what he does because he wraps it into feet like Gerrard used to, but he was doing that too much today and it was frustrating. But then he pops up with that goal and he's on the opposite side and he cuts in and you're just praying that he's going to bury it bottom corner, and he does. And it's just, what was your reaction when that flew in? It was just pure relief, weren't it?
I ain't gonna lie, I was gutted that Thiago never scored for it. Like, that would have been a good way to win the game. But yeah, Trent, he stepped up. That was, considering how tall that goalkeeper is in goal, it was sort of the right height for him, but he just got beat by just the pace of the ball, I think. And it was a top finish, top finish from England's best right back. But hey, Gary Neville, Gareth Southgate, you've got other ideas for the Euros. Not that I'm fussed if he don't go. But yeah, top goal it was at the end, and what a relief to get that 3 points.
Yeah, Luke, what were your thoughts on it? Obviously, I've just told you, I've been getting a gin, so that's why we're late, because I was like just throwing pillows or just flying everywhere. I was like just pure relief, and it's nice to see. Like I don't think he was great today, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think just because the levels that he sets for himself, the levels that he set in terms of the performance levels, we're getting progressively higher. And obviously this year he's kind of gone down a little bit, and that's the same for the whole team. Obviously Van Dijk and missing Gomez and Matip and whoever else has affected everyone, and that can't be understated how big that is. But that is a huge win and a huge moment for him to kind of get another goal. And you could see the relief on his face as well, couldn't you, in terms of like, that's a major plus for us. Obviously Chelsea are playing in a couple of minutes, they're gonna hopefully drop some more points, and then you've got, like we said before we started recording, you've got Man United playing Spurs, and there's kind of a lot of teams playing each other around us, and we just need to hope that people slip up, and it's quite likely, especially with the way the season is at the moment.
It's massive. I mean, like, I think we've seen the running that we've got of fixtures. Like, we've got, I mean, the next game won't be easy. We're away at Leeds, but of course, like, it's one of those where, you know, our away form in the recent Premier League times have been quite good. You know, like West Ham are playing Leicester this weekend as well. So, like, there's going to be a lot of teams that will drop points. So, it was important for us today to, you know, get maximum points from this game, because, you know, we could, there's moments that we could always look at things like at the end of the season and think, oh, you know, if we'd have won this game. But, you know, we've won this game today. We've got the result. We did get away with it because, you know, we should be better going forward. But I think, you know, it was such a brilliant goal from Trent. I mean, to be honest, he's always been in the news, obviously, the last couple of weeks about his England places. I'm surprised that the England manager was still there after 90 minutes, because usually they do tend to walk out. But he was obviously, you know, he was there to see that goal. I think, as you said, mate, I think, like, when we scored, I mean, my missus told me to shut up, because, like, it was just such a, I literally nearly screamed the house down. It was just like such a massive moment for us in the season. And hopefully, you know, we get over the line for that top four space. But what a goal from Trent. It was just absolutely brilliant. I felt for Martinez, because Martinez made a brilliant save from Thiago. You know, Ricky will tell you, I was a goalkeeper growing up playing football, wasn't very good. But, you know, when you make a great save, a couple of seconds later, you don't expect the ball to be in the back of the net. So it's unfortunate for him, but for us, massive, massive goal.
Yeah, and that, like we said, that pushes us back into the top four, albeit maybe not for very long. But I've just put a question into the chat there, like, who is your man of the match? And we've had a few replies, Anise is obviously having a laugh saying Sadio because it's his birthday. I mean, that's nice of you, but it definitely went. Chris is in again with Bobby. And I thought that is the one, isn't it? I can see Ricky there approving of that. He was boss today, weren't he? I think that's a return of the slightly to the Bobby that we know. Just dropping deep, first touch, just immaculate. And that one that dropped out of the sky and he just controlled it. I know no one was around him, but... like, even Carragher just nearly, I don't know. Carragher was spending too much time with Costa. Yeah. I think he was absolutely loving it, weren't he? But yeah, Bobby was always better today, weren't he?
Bobby has to start against Madrid in midweek. Maybe leave Mane out again and play the same three up top. But we need Bobby in there because he sort of is the glue from the midfield to the front three. He's the one that will go and get the ball for the two wingers. We haven't really seen much of it this season, but he's done it today. And I'll probably go again with him on Wednesday against Madrid. But hopefully, like the goal he scored today would have given him a bit more confidence to have a shot on target. Although it was pretty much lucky if you see the replay of him shooting that shot. He sort of hit it onto his other foot. But yeah, no.
It's a Brazilian skill, that is.
Yeah, but it was top performance from him today.
Yeah, Thierry Henry, he was doing that for years, hitting it onto the foot. So he definitely meant that. Would you agree with that, Luke, in terms of Bobby starting on Wednesday against Madrid? I think he's earned it, hasn't he, after today?
I think he looked really sharp. I think he was quite unfortunate to come off. I think he, we'll talk about the goal another time. It doesn't matter at the moment, obviously, for the result. But yeah, I think Bobby was really good today. I think he played well against Arsenal when he came on in that sort of 10 role. I think he's getting that little bit more confidence maybe towards the end of the season. I'd love to see the front four against Real Madrid on Wednesday. I think, you know, we need the two goals to get back in the tie. So, you know, the confidence levels will be there surely with that result. And, you know, we can score two goals at Anfield. I mean, it's going to be difficult, obviously, defensively, but I'd love to see Firmino start in that front four. Maybe put, you know, Thiago and Fabinho in midfield, like sort of, you know, protecting the back four. But yeah, I'm hoping Firmino can continue this run of form and hopefully does start against Madrid.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like I said, you boys have said it perfectly. I think he has earned it from today. He was top class, and I think Mane dropping out again. But we could see the, like you said, but return to a four and have like a double pivot in midfield. Like, who knows? We need an early start against Madrid. That's for sure. So having those four on the pitch might be what we need. But we'll kind of wrap up here, fellas, because I know people are probably going to go and watch Crystal Palace beat Chelsea in a minute, so need to go and get off and go and watch that. But obviously, one of you let us know where we can find you guys on YouTube. Obviously, it's 1892 Reds podcast, and I know me and Jay have been on yours a couple of times. So let everyone know where we can find you on your socials and stuff.
Yeah, no, Mick, thank you very much for letting us both come on. It's been an absolute pleasure, finally, but it's been brilliant to come on. And obviously, you know, at some point we'll bring you back on. But yeah, guys, if you are obviously new to seeing us, we are the 1892 Reds podcast. We of course are on YouTube, Twitter and Instagram. We are doing our review in the next hour around 6:30. I know Chelsea will be playing, but yeah, we're absolutely buzzing with the result today. So, yeah, please subscribe to us. We're nearly at 150. I think we've got like six or seven left. So please subscribe to our channel. Join us at 6:30 for our review. And yeah, Mick, thank you very much for letting us come on.
No worries. But yeah, I urge you to go over and give these guys a subscribe. I watch all the stuff, and they're always talking sense, and you always have a laugh in terms of what's being said. So you need to get over there and subscribe to those fellas. But yeah, we'll leave it there, fellas. Thanks again to Luke and Ricky from the 1892 Reds podcast for jumping on again. We'll be back on, I don't even know what day. What day are we on? Tuesday. Matches on Wednesday. We're back on Tuesday for the preview. And yeah, we're looking forward to the Madrid game where we can hopefully overturn that deficit. Thanks again to the lads. And we'll see you again next time.
Podcast Network.